Now, the rest of the story. October 11, the bartender found himself facing a tough judge and a tougher judgment. The bartender would be forced to pay the debts accrued from his tavern, and the sum was due immediately. Now, the bartender argued that his partner, Bill Berry, had bought him out 18 months ago, that he, the bartender, held no interest in the tavern now, therefore ought not to be held responsible for its debts. But the judge said that didn't matter, that many of the debts had accumulated while he was part owner of the establishment. Well, the bartender frowned. Then he protested that he had nowhere near the amount of money demanded of him. The judge said that was all right. The court would merely confiscate all of his personal property, including his transportation. Well, the barkeep, confounded, kept his mouth shut. He accepted the judge's decision. Perhaps he could borrow enough cash from a friend to get his things back. It took several days, but such a friend was found, and the bartender's belongings were returned. And that bartender vowed right then and there that he would never, ever get involved in a business deal like that again. No more partners. That, as I say, was October. The following January, his former business partner died. And once again, the hapless barkeep was brought before the judge. It seemed his partner had died in debt and that his debts were still relevant to the tavern. And this time the amount was astronomical, the equivalent of roughly $100,000. The surviving partner, said the judge, must pay it off and pay it all. Well, the bartender said, now wait just a minute, judge. And he tried to explain the intricate financing and the persistent lawsuits which had plagued the establishment from the start. And he pleaded that he'd been part owner for only a short while, that he had sold his share in the place only a few weeks after he and his partner had procured their tavern license. But the judge was unimpressed by the bartender's excuses. If he had been concerned about his financial vulnerability, he should never have become involved in such a complicated entrepreneurial venture in the first place, and at the very least, he should have made it his business to know more about the law. Well, that's precisely what the bartender did after that. He'd always been interested in the law. Now he decided to make the law his business. May we make this assumption that there was some connection between the beating the bartender took in court and his subsequent ambition to become an influential part of the court system. Now consider this, he got stuck with that tremendous debt, $1,100, which could be worth 100 times that in today's dollars. He was made responsible for the reimbursement of that staggering amount in January of 1835. Well, he passed the bar, I mean the barrister kind of bar, in March of 1837, just a little more than 2 years later. And his attorney status was his stepping stone to big-time politics. Now, the next time you ponder the war between the states, the next time you reflect on the freeing of the slaves, the next time you hear the words 47 years ago, remember as well the bumbling bartender in hock up to his stovepipe hat, just another cringing victim of the court system named Abraham Lincoln. Only the next time you hear about that phase of American history, you'll remember the rest of the story.